Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
How you doing?
How you doing? I say it first. How you doing?
Well, I made it to work today, so that's exciting.
There you go, right? HHG had a snow day yesterday.
Yes,
you got a snow day, or you were kind of off though.
I was off already, but
right. Oprah said everybody got a snow day on the post that I saw that I put on my Instagram. Right, you get a snow day. You get a snow day. You get a snow day. Everybody got a snow day in Saskatchewan.
Everybody. Yeah.
Right, Mike got a snow day.
Oh, he didn't go to work yesterday?
They phoned him and they said there's no point.
Yes, exactly.
They said people aren't coming in, right?
No.
And there's just no point.
No.
And I was like, really? There's no point? Really? Because,
really?
You know, we just did Saturday, Sunday together. You sure there's no point? And then we have Remembrance Day, so he's off. Like, there's got to be a little bit of a point. You can't find something for the tall man to do at work? Right? You need to phone him? You couldn't have phoned half an hour later where it'd be like, shoot, he's already left.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right. Of course, you want everybody to be safe.
Yes.
Right.
I will admit, in the last couple of days, I am full on Christmas movie watching.
Are you?
Yeah. Harlequin.
It's everywhere.
Harlequin. Hallmark.
Yes.
Hallmark Christmas movies. Thank you, Ron Oliver.
Ron Oliver has his new one debuting on the 15th.
Yes. A Timeless Christmas.
With your boyfriend, Ryan Pavey.
Ryan Pavey.
Right? That's Mr. Oliver's newest.
Well, and to be honest, I'm sure it's going to be very lovely because the last one last year was quite lovely.
Oh, it screamed him.
Very
extravagant.
Delightful.
Yes. And you know, it's funny because you, like my husband, seem to quite enjoy this time of year with the movies. Mike's the same. On Saturday nights, he'll just stop and I'm like, serious? Are we for real right now? Like, for real? We're not even watching it from the beginning? For real? We're watching this bad movie like halfway through? For real? And he's like, I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm just mad inside, right?
Yeah. And I got a hot chocolate happening.
Right? And are you doing marshmallows in the hot chocolate or
no,
whipped cream
I don't,
or just the hot chocolate?
Just the hot chocolate.
Mm.
I'm good. But you know what else is really good right now?
What?
Because remember I poo-pooed her, but I'm back on track because it's now that season for me.
Yes, right?
I like the new Dolly Parton and Michael Bublé Christmas song, Cuddle Up, Cuddle Down Christmas.
I don't love the title at all. I got nothing. Mm-mm. Why? As much as I love Dolly, just stick to the classics.
No.
We don't need a new one, right?
Yes,
we don't need a Dolly.
Do.
We don't need a Cuddle Up and Cuddle Down.
No, it was delightful.
Really?
Yep.
Can you sing me a bar?
No, I cannot.
Can you sing the chorus?
No.
No?
No, I don't know it well enough to do that.
Is it fast or slow?
It's fast.
Like do you want to tap your toe or snap your fingers?
Maybe a tapping of the toe.
Maybe a tapping of the toe. That's good because, you know, snapping your finger seems like a little overboard.
A little overboard.
Right? Because it's not Melakaliki Mukka or something like that.
Oh, stop it.
That's
your
a snap.
Bad. Your That's bad songs.
I'm just saying. They're not bad songs. They're the classics, right?
Yes.
Christmas in Killarney.
That's not,
everything.
Christmas in Killarney is not a classic.
Listen,
just because Anne Murray sang it doesn't make it a classic.
Yes. Right? That is tap your toe and snap your fingers.
No, it's
That's a twofer.
Not.
That's a twofer.
It
Christmas
is not
in
a
Killarney.
Twofer.
It's a twofer. Right? I saw three ships. That's
Nope. Nope.
That's a neither.
Nope.
That'll be something. Let's do that game for closer to Christmas. What Christmas songs are snap your finger, tap your toe, or just meh, grin and bear it? Right? I think that needs to be a new category for Christmas songs. Oh, the grin and bear it category.
The grin and bear it. Yeah. Okay.
Right? Right? You got to have it like the Silent Night. Nobody likes that song, but you got to pretend you do or else you're horrible.
Well, because it's a classic. Now, that's a classic.
That's a classic. But you imagine if somebody said, oh, I hate Silent Night. You can't hate it.
I think it cannot be a favorite.
Well, I don't think deep down, nobody likes it. There's nobody that's saying, oh my God, that and Away in the Manger, my two faves.
Away in a Manger's,
right? We like it because it has significant meaning if that's what your faith is.
Maybe.
But but nobody's like, it's not like rocking around the Christmas tree.
Oh, now that's a toe tapper.
Right? That's right. Like that, they're completely different, right? So I'm just saying, right? There's got to be a new category brought in.
All right, fine.
Whatever. That's all I'm saying, Samantha. Okay,
and we're talking so much about Christmas and chocolate and hot chocolate and movies because Saskatoon had their first blizzard and it was Snowmageddon.
It better be the only blizzard for the amount of snow that we got. And then on today's news, they're like, an Alberta Clipper's on its way. Shut up. That's just, you know what that is? That's disgusting. That's what I think.
I don't think, oh my God, I won't have anyone show up for work for like 5 days if this keeps going.
My mom used to think that Mother Nature, if it was a shitty day, like with all the snow, that she was just being rude and nasty. And I'm like, yeah. It's so appropriate. Right? It's so appropriate. No, you're right. Nobody will show up. Nobody's going to want to go anywhere.
No.
Right? And can you blame them? No.
No, you can't because it's nasty out there.
Yeah. Right?
No matter where I walked, I was like, okay, I'm either going to slip or there's too much snow still.
I've been pretty much told I'm not even allowed to go out to this week.
Oh, no, you don't go anywhere.
Right? Mike's like, you're going to fall. Well, I'm not going to hurt myself if I do.
Yes, you will.
I don't have far to fall. Right?
Stay where you are.
I don't want to go out because I don't want to put on the dreaded winter boot, right?
I'm actually now officially looking for winter boots.
Really? I have a pair that you might like.
No, I'm not buying your size. My feet are bigger than yours anyway.
No, I bought them big. I bought them man size because I was going to the Grey Cup and I wanted a bunch of layers.
No. They're
man size.
I have an idea of what I want in a boot. It's not a Sorel.
You know what? There's no good winter boot. You know how I feel.
I know.
But and I don't believe you're going to find one. You do this every year.
I think like it's time to plan. I already have the long, heavy coat and good mitts. I might as well get the boot.
So you're going to be the girl that puts her boots on in the morning, drives to work, gets to work, takes off your big boots, puts on your work shoes.
Yep. I am going to be that girl.
I want pictures when it happens.
Okay. I did it today.
Really?
Yeah, because I have long, tall winter boots.
Yeah, but you're not going to love them as much. What are they? Is it a dress boot?
Kind of, sort of. I wear them at work. I've worn them at work.
Fancy zip up? No, but that's not an intended winter boot.
No, but it worked as a boot right today with a grip on it.
Yeah, I get that, but that's just a boot.
I have to. Okay, why are we arguing? Stop arguing with me about boots.
Don't try and sell me that. Don't try and sell me on it.
God, I'm gonna. I'm just saying. A boot.
Every year you're gonna buy a boot. No years do you buy a boot. I buy boots.
I'm 52. Do I need to fall? Probably not.
No, but every year, remember, you always have a couple. You always have two falls.
Don't say that.
But you do.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
I think one of us will probably recover from the fall a little bit better than the other.
I'm not saying I didn't bring that up now, did I? I didn't bring anything like that into it, Samantha.
All right. I'm just saying, because you know what else? I have a beef.
Okay. What's your beef?
Yeah. Because Facebook.
Oh, I had a beef. I had a bee in my bonnet over that.
Shush. My story.
Okay. Your story.
Facebook, I got a problem with you.
Yeah.
When I put a meme up that shows 10-foot high snowbanks and a road going through them. That's legit.
That's legit. Right? Dear Facebook, are you in my backyard right now? No, you're not.
You mudda whatever. Like, I'm going to swear. I'm not going
Mother
to.
Parker.
Mother Parker. You don't tell me, the Canadian, that's not real.
That it's not real.
Don't. Right?
Out of all the things, dear Facebook, out of all the things that you could have fact-checked yesterday, you picked a Canadian meme about snow. No vulgar language.
No.
No nudity.
No.
Nothing explicit. Nothing inappropriate. Nothing controversial.
You know what it said? It's not a road. Oh, kiss my butt.
Right? It's not a road. This does not depict a true road in Canada, was what their fact was. And then you know what I thought? Oh, dear Facebook, do you need to look up what the meaning of meme is? Because meme is make-believe. I'm sure it's make-believe, right? Memes aren't real.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
They're
God.
They're not in stone.
I don't know where these people live or not live, but I'm just going to say I've driven in the Canadian Rockies in winter, and that's a legit road.
And that's what you get. Exactly, right? Oh, dear Facebook, go to hell.
Go to hell.
I was mad at Facebook for you. I was. And because I always like to use your meme on our Instagram, I couldn't because it was all fuzzy.
Yeah.
I'm like, way to go, dear Facebook. Make me have to work for my Monday Instagram picture.
Okay, but here's something. Too.
But I've learned a valuable lesson throughout all of this, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
I've learned that Mike Gibson is a better man than I am. He's a way better man than me. You know that? He was up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
He'd had his toast and peanut butter.
Oh, there you go.
And he was dressed in his jeans and his two layers of socks. And he had his jeans on and he had his t-shirt, his shirt, and then his sweatshirt. Because in case it's cold. Then he had his bush coat on. Then he's got some special bright yellow coat that you will see him for a million miles if he ever goes missing in the snow. He's got these bright yellow gloves on and he's got his toque on.
Aww.
He's going out to shovel. And I'm like, oh my God, Mike Gibson, you are a better man than me. Right? Because this man's not going out shoveling. I'm not going out at 7 a.m. to do nothing. I'm like, why is he up? That's what I'm wondering. Why is he awake?
Because your thought is the sun will take care of it.
Yeah. Or there should be some kid that I can find. Right? I should be able to post it on Facebook and somebody should come knocking. Yeah, absolutely, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do, right? Plus, I got a frozen shoulder. How the hell am I going to? I can't help you.
Oh, you'd be screwed, so.
I'd just be stuck.
You'd be stuck.
Right? I'd be stuck.
Okay, so apparently, Kelly and Ryan gave a shout-out to Saskatchewan.
What? I got a Snapchat picture from the HHG this morning because she watches it early, right, before she goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so she sent me a snap picture of her TV. And then I always PVR them, but I don't usually watch them till the evening. So then I went and watched. Yes, Kelly and Ryan. They had a picture. Somebody sent in a picture from someplace. I didn't catch the name. From someplace in Saskatchewan. And Kelly Ripa, she was like, oh, Saskatchewan, we love you. I'm like, yeah, you do. And then you know what I thought when she said that? Is it because I've been following you and you know about I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and that we're from Saskatchewan?
Oh my God.
That's what I thought. I thought, oh my God, she finally, remember like when Jan put two and two together? I think Kelly Ripa has put two and two together.
You know, it's funny how you make that leap. And it's a large leap with very little facts or anything to back it.
But I can explain it. Explain it away. And we've talked on the podcast about how I watch it every single day. I think it was a subliminal message to like, hey guys, am I still in the squad?
Oh my God.
I think that's where that was going, right?
That is
but yes,
so
they
sad.
Did. And then here's something interesting for you that I've been thinking about too, right? With all this crazy ass weather. Do you ever wonder if the birds actually, do they truly understand just how crappy this weather is?
Well, they're probably not out twittering or flying.
Right. Like they probably didn't see the weather updates.
No, I'm sure they're hunkered down somewhere.
You think?
Yeah. I did see some Canadian geese yesterday as I was shoveling for 2 hours.
Yeah.
High in the sky, headed south.
They're getting the hell out of Dodge, right? They're getting out of Dodge. They're done. They're completely done.
Getting out of Dodge.
It's funny because we have a blue jay. This is a new bird to our collection, right? We have a blue jay that comes and visits me every day.
Are you sure it's just for you?
Yeah, it's completely for me. And so his name is Randall, right? Because Randall Grichuk from the Blue Jays. And I just named, think Randall.
You named a bird.
Cool. Yeah, Randall. I think Randall is really a good name for the bird. I think that sounds like I call, when he lands, I'm like, hi, Randall. And this is what he gets from Mike. Fucking Grichuk. Right? And I'm like, we need to shoo away the blue jay.
Oh my God.
What would happen if like an abandoned kitten just appeared on our third floor balcony? Would we shoo him away too? No, we'd bring him in for love. Right? So let's just leave Randall the blue jay alone. I think it's like a blessing.
God. Oh my God.
Right? Again, right? My favorite team. Here he is. Right. I think he's saying, you know what, Lisa, it's okay, right? We're going to be okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that, Randall.
All right. Yeah. But you know what? The world is sad.
Super sad.
Yeah. A very good human being.
Yeah.
A great, great game show host. Alex Trebek died at the age of 80 due to pancreatic cancer.
Great Canadian.
Great Canadian. He was fantastical. It's so sad that he passed.
Yeah,
pancreatic
it really
cancer
is
a bitch, man.
That's a tough one, hey? That's a tough one.
Bitch.
But did you see they had a show on a special on TV that 2020 did? And it had to have been it was all about him, but it was narrated by him, right? And it had to have been 100% like the type of thing that's okay, and then when I die, you'll play this.
Okay.
Because it was completely, it ended with like this little poem thing, like his words that were like, you know, see you around, da da da. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It gotcha.
Oh.
It gotcha.
And
right?
he just released his book.
He just released his book. He had only worked 10 days ago. Oh. They said that his last day was peaceful. He said he wanted to spend his last day on the swing, and he spent it on the swing with his wife.
Oh.
But you know what? So then that brings me to this question, right? Do you rehire somebody to take over Jeopardy, or do you just leave it in rerun? What do you do?
I think you should leave that alone for right now.
It's too soon. I get that.
Yeah. I think you leave it alone and make some choices. Think about that. Because how do you replace a guy like Alex Trebek?
Well, and then when you think about it, right, like game show hosts have been replaced, but none of them, I don't think, have been because somebody died.
No.
Right? Like Bob Barker's still alive.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Family Feud people, I think, are still around. Right? I think that they just replace.
I think we should just leave it alone for a minute.
I think we just leave it. I think they have to just figure that out in time. And I don't think they have shows. He has shows. His last official show that he taped will be aired on Christmas Day.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. Because they have that many in the bank. That's prepared.
Oh, he's so prepared.
So prepared, right? Exactly. So
I'm going to have to watch that 2020 special then.
Yeah, it's really good. You'll cry.
Oh.
Well, because that's what we do in our 50s, right? We cry.
Sorry, I forgot. We cry in our 50s. Right?
Don't be surprised that you're going to cry. You're just going to cry.
That's okay, because I cried watching a documentary the other day, and all I thought was, why am I crying?
Because you're in your 50s.
No, and you know why, though? Because it's David Attenborough, uh-huh. My Life on the Planet.
Uh-huh.
And he basically shows us how we have screwed everything up.
Yeah.
And you feel horrible.
And you feel
horrible. Oh, my God, we're killing the planet. We are. People, humans. Yeah. And then he's like, but wait, we can do something to make it better.
Oh.
And then you're like, oh, you gave me hope.
Oh. And that made you cry?
Oh, my God. Like the things we have done to this planet. Pretty interesting.
Now, was that wasn't the one where Prince William's kids were interviewing him, right?
Nope.
Because there's special with that coming out too.
No.
Because they love him.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and they asked him questions.
Oh, okay. No, that's not it.
Okay.
But anyways, but what he says is very, very interesting. It's towards the end, and I realize this is not funny, but it's interesting. He says at the end of the documentary, he goes, it's not so much we're saving the planet as saving ourselves, because the planet will rebuild itself with or without us.
Oh.
Because it's done it before. Hi.
And you're right. Not that funny.
No.
But interesting.
I'm just like, good point, David.
Good Check. Point, David. Okay.
Check. Now, that's a good
now,
point.
Now we need to get on to some fun stuff.
Okay, right? I'm just saying. Right?
Or else we're both going to be crying. Or else we're both going to be crying because we're in our 50s. I don't know if that's what people are tuning in for.
I'm just throwing it out there. Guys, go watch it. You'll learn something from it.
If you're over 50, you're going to cry. Enjoy that.
Okay, you won't cry at this, but you might be like, aw. AJ from the Backstreet Boys, who was dancing on Dancing with the Stars, got voted off.
How does he get voted off? I thought, isn't he like a, he's like a dancing guy.
Well, and that was the big kerfuffle this morning on the radio at C95.
Because he's a dancing guy.
Yeah. You would think he would be able to stay, but apparently he's not that popular.
Right. Backstreet's back. All right.
All right.
But out of all of them, he's not my favorite Backstreet Boy anyways. Oh. Right? I like Kevin.
Everybody was always likes a Kevin.
I know, right? Because he was tall and dark. Tall and dark. That's what he was. Hey, do you remember that TV show, now that I'm just thinking about it, Jake and the Fat Man? Did you ever watch that TV show?
Why do I remember? Who was in it?
I don't know. And I don't know why I remembered it. I remembered it the other day. I don't know if it was a show from the 80s.
Yes, I think so. Or maybe the 90s.
Maybe I was watching it on like one of those channels. It's been bugging me and I don't want to Google it because I just thought maybe you know who.
Nope.
No. I don't remember what it was about though. Hey friends, the podcast, if anybody knows, let us know.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Okay, here's something that was kind of funny, right? So on our Facebook page, right? I'm going to mess up the names because I'm a name messer upper.
Yes.
Anna Amelia McCullen, something like that. She posted a Boom Baby Bakery pic. And it's like, hey, Lisa, how do you like my bakery? And she had, remember I sent you a message? Is this real?
I know.
Because all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, like, did I steal it? I was worried that maybe I stole it from her.
Is it fake?
Well, I don't know, but we're hoping, right? We're hoping. But her Boom Bakery specializes in sticky cinnamon buns and apple crisp with homemade vanilla ice cream.
Sounds fun to me.
I know, because I was trying to weed out whether or not it was real, right? So when she posted, I'm like, what's your specialty? And she's like, sticky cinnamon buns. Oh. I'm like, you imagine if we stole it from her?
Anna, tell us if it's real or not.
Anna, help us. Help us out here. Help out a friend, would you?
Oh my God.
Right? Because she had like, it was like on the awning.
Yes.
And I'm pretty darn handy, like with all that sort of stuff. But I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe we could franchise.
Right? It's catchy. I guarantee you she's a better baker than us.
Oh, for sure. Well, don't lump me into that. I don't cook.
Well, you're not part of the successful chain?
No. I'm management.
You're management, right? I'm not part of the chain. I'm not part of the chain, especially if you've stolen it and it's copyrighted and you're going to get your ass sued, Lisa. I'm no part of that chain, actually. Right? I've told you since day one, it's a horrible idea.
It's a horrible idea.
Stop talking about that thing. Right?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Samantha.
But speaking of Facebook, Tuesday was fun. Oh my God. Okay. So I post, I like them all, right? Everybody's like, oh my God, Joy Flurry.
I went to high school with Joy.
You're not following the rules. And she
right?
had, like,
I'm like,
a little meme there. And I'm like, oh, people, you get
I
all
love
up
that
in my
meme
grill.
Was so cool, right? It was the bird pointing to the follow the rules. And I'm like, I loved it.
I was wondering if someone would catch right? this.
I was wondering if they were going to catch you too, right? Because I'm like, because you've been all over that lately, right?
Yeah, that's
nobody's
funny.
Getting away with nothing.
But I got, who did I get? I think it was. Oh my God! Someone couldn't make up their mind.
You got somebody. I saw.
Oh my
not
God!
Too long.
I forgot her. I'm sorry.
I don't remember who. But
I can't remember
I did
either.
See that you got somebody.
Yeah.
But I think you only got one person this week.
Yeah. One person decided that they didn't want to play, and I'm like,
they said that they liked all eggs. Maybe it was Joy.
I think it was
because I think Joy said that she liked all eggs, and you were like, mm-mm. Right? Because I think she kicked omelets.
Right.
I think she kicked omelets to the curb, didn't she?
No. Was it omelets or was it quiche?
I thought she might have been omelet.
No, it was omelets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. No, it was an egg McMuffin because she said she could make it better at home.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Somebody kicked an omelet to the curb.
Oh, lots of people did. And it was funny because she's like, ha, look at me. I got a loophole.
That's exactly. Like, that's right. She found a loophole. I'm like, that's smart. That's smart.
It was funny.
They're plotting against us.
Oh my God. And when I picked quiche, everyone was like, what's your problem? I'm like, quiche is disgusting.
Ew, you know what? I don't need my eggs to come in a pie.
No.
Ever. Right? I never, ever need my eggs to come in pie.
No. But the biggest response was, apparently nobody likes runny eggs.
Yeah. Hello. And that's Team Lisa 100%. Right? Your own mother, Samantha, said runny eggs, gross. And I'm like, oh my, you are not like your daughter.
And then I said, you are not my mother.
Right? Because you love them, right? Because when you and I go out for breakfast, I'm like, over hard. Poach them like, hard.
Runny.
Or scrambled, because scrambled's always safe.
Ugh, scrambled. I can't think of scrambled outside of my dad's. Blech.
No, but scrambled's always safe. If you're not a runny egg fan, scrambled's true. Safe.
But right? I like.
There's no yolk.
I like soft boiled eggs a little bit runny. Yeah.
Between the sunny side and the soft boiled, a couple of people I laughed at, a couple of people like, soft boiled sounds like something they're going to serve me at the nursing home. I'm like, oh, that's probably very true. It's probably a good point, hey? Right? I can see that, right?
Yeah,
I can see
for
that.
Sure. Oh my God. You it know? Was a good one again, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And that was courtesy of Sam because my mind was like, I don't know what to do this week.
Oh, hey, look at me. Two for two.
Two for two. I better like pull up my britches. Right? That's what I better do.
Hey, but we do have a new Podbean Patreon.
Yay.
Username is Chris Quilts. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yes. So you guys just, you know, you too could be like Chris Quilts and, you know, support the podcast through Patreon. It's in Podbean. You could just hit the little money bag over my face and you can donate as small as $2 a month, or you can do, if you do five, you get a little extra something, something in your podcast app.
Just depends.
Every couple of weeks, we'll drop a little extra.
We owe somebody a magnet. We got to get on it.
Oh, geez. Get on that.
I know. Right?
But if you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon or Podbean Patreon. Patreon is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And don't forget to invite all your friends to the podcast. You know how much we like to grow the squad and we like to chat with everybody, and you know, when you guys start giving comments,
hit subscribe.
Yeah, your comments are hilarious. So you get crazy. You just, you know,
it's a lot of fun.
Make me laugh. I like that.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so we also love being a part of Low Tree Studios podcast network. Check out the Jason and Mindy podcast or The Difference Between Us.
Here's something funny, Samantha, that our good buddy Cameron Parker posted the other day on Facebook. He was watching, I think he was watching some Monday Night Football.
Yes.
And he posts, I don't remember all of it, but he posts, the gist of it was, and I found myself asking and wondering all of these random questions and thinking, I'm Lisa. I'm like, oh my God, you are Lisa. Cameron Parker, that's how it starts.
That is how it starts.
That's what I told him, right? I said, and that's how it all starts, yeah. Right? And then it just goes from there. That question leads to the next question, to the next question, to the next question.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it is. So I appreciated that. I had a good chuckle at that. Okay. Yeah. Here's something that's been bugging me.
Okay.
I got to get it off my chest.
Sure.
Do people still use mouthwash?
I do.
Which one?
Listerine.
Listerine? So you're like hardcore mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
What color?
Like a turquoisey blue.
So you're not, remember, like you're not using like that old brown one?
No.
Right? Because now why would people, nobody would use that one anymore, right?
No.
And you don't like Scope?
No.
Don't you remember years ago when Rosie O'Donnell had her TV show and she was voted the most unkissable woman in TV history, and she started this big charity to raise money. It would say, then it was because Scope had said that, and her big thing was say nope to Scope.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So you're not a Scope girl.
No, I'm Listerine.
So I just, because you know, like mouth hygiene is so important, Samantha.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. Like gargle and spit.
I just went to the dentist, so yes, I agree.
And do you have a good? Did you have a good checkup?
Yeah. They told me to do a little more flossing.
Always, right? That's what they all. That's their thing. Hey,
gum health.
It's like they must have shares in the floss.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Gave me a toothbrush I'm never going to use.
Oh, and why is that?
Because I like the...
Oh, you have the electric one, don't you?
I like the electrical ones, yeah.
Right, right.
Electrical. Electric. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Electric. An electric toothbrush, right?
Yeah.
I just use a basic toothbrush for my fake teeth, and then I have a denture toothbrush, right? So I use a basic toothbrush for, like, my no teeth when I brush my mouth, because you're still, I still got to brush my mouth. And I too like a good mouthwash, right? Gargle and spit, gargle and spit. That's all I think in the morning. Rinse, gargle and spit. Rinse, gargle and spit.
Yes.
Right, that's what you got to do. I like a good mouthwash too.
Yeah.
I don't like those. Do you like? I don't like those. Remember those strips?
No.
No, those were. That was a bad invention.
No.
Yeah, that was a bad invention.
Okay.
I was just curious.
But speaking of smells,
that
could radiate off of you.
Okay.
Phil Collins' ex-wife claims that he stopped showering.
Ugh.
And brushing his teeth. Really?
Ew.
Apparently, his stench became so pervasive that he became a hermit, refusing to interact personally with any people.
Now, why would somebody want to do that to themselves?
Is that true?
I don't know. Like, if I'm Phil Collins, I guess, I don't know. People do it.
Is he that weird? I don't know.
I don't know. Or is that eccentric?
Oh, well, it's definitely eccentric.
That's creepy. But yet, obviously, there must be something. His ex-wife is like making all these accusations.
Yes, but she's also not getting any more money.
Oh, the gravy chain stopped. Huh. Well, then I think, you know what, wouldn't there be better way? Like, here's the thing, right? Like, if I'm going to go after my ex-husband for being a jerk and I'm not going to get any more money, I don't know if I need to, like, make up these stories about how he's gross and stinks.
Okay, but I think there's a little bit of backstory here. I believe that her last marriage went in the toilet. She asked to come live with him. She came to his house and now won't leave his house. So maybe he was doing stuff to make her leave.
Make her leave.
Instead, her constitution is quite strong, apparently. And she ended up staying and he left.
So his thought process would be, if she's going to stay, I'll try and stink her out.
Right.
Ew.
Maybe.
Ew. 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 I bet he's not gargling and spitting.
Famous people can get really weird, you know.
I know, right? Anybody really can get really weird. You know what's really weird is squid ink.
Why are you thinking of squid ink?
Because I watch my cooking shows, right? And sometimes they have squid ink. They use squid ink pasta. Squid ink pasta. And I'm like, why? Right?
That makes me sad for the octopus who gave up that squid ink.
Yeah, but why? Are you going to eat octopus?
No, but I just watched a documentary about octopus. Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. You are a bleeding heart. Did you cry because you're in your 50s?
Yes,
you cried at the octopus story?
I did. Because she dies at the end.
Of course she does. That's her job.
Well, they only live for a year, hey?
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, but she was a fighter. She was good.
So, like, all good things must come to an end, Samantha. Right? Okay, but here, listen to this. Have you ever tried pecan pie?
Don't start.
No, I'm being honest. I'm being serious here. Have you ever tried it?
Yes, and I've been around you when I've eaten it. So why is this new?
Because Mike just brought one home, and I just tried it for the first time. That shit is like crack.
Yes, it's sweet, which is really up your alley.
That's a butter tart. That's butter tart heaven.
Yes.
Butter tart heaven with no raisins.
You know what? I can't even with you.
What do you mean you can't even?
I can't even. Like, for years I've eaten pecan pie.
I never did. I never liked it before.
I don't like it now. I'm not going to like it never. I'm too old to try something new.
I know, right? I know. And I was sticking to that. And then he cut himself a piece. And then here's what's weird. Do you know how my husband cuts pie? He uses a meat. He uses a meat cleaver.
Oh, God, because he's like, big slice.
Right? I'm like, we cut turkey with that. Not a piece of pie. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So he was eating it. I was staying true to Lisa. Uh-huh. I wasn't going to try it. I don't All like right. it. I don't want it. And then I saw and I'm like, how come the inside looks like a butter tart?
Yeah.
And he's like, because it's a butter tart. I'm like, took my fork. Oh, mama likes. Mama likes. It's a butter tart cut in a triangle.
Yes, pretty much.
That's what that pie is. It's a butter tart cut in a triangle.
Mm-hmm. It's so odd. Good. It's odd that at your age, you're like discovering pecan pie.
I know, right? First it's pecan pie. Who knows what's next?
Who knows? Cottage cheese?
No. Never. Because you know why, Samantha? That's ugly food. And I don't eat ugly food. Right? That's ugly food. I don't eat food that's ugly.
Well, just because it's ugly doesn't mean it doesn't taste good.
You eat ugly food.
Oh, really?
What's the ugliest food you eat? Cottage cheese?
I eat all good food. I eat avocados.
But they're not pretty food.
So? It doesn't have to be pretty.
It's ugly. It's ugly. Okay. It's
just
ugly.
Just because my main food group isn't sweet or candy.
Listen. No, my main food group is pretty. My main food group is pretty.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't want your ugly food. Well, and that's okay. What cottage cheese is.
Name another ugly food then.
Eggplant. Ugly food.
Okay, I agree. I don't like eggplants either.
Octopus. Ugly food.
Zucchini.
Ugly food.
Ugh.
Right? Yeah. Those are ugly looking foods. Spaghetti squash. Ugly food.
That is ugly. I don't like spaghetti
right?
squash
That's
either.
Ugly. Right?
Okay, no offense to the people who eat spaghetti squash. It's not spaghetti. Don't call it that. It's a squash
it's not even part of the same family. It's just stringy, right? Like we don't go, it's spaghetti pumpkin. It's just pumpkin.
Yeah.
Right? It's just noodle, the guts.
Or noodle zucchini or noodle whatever. Like it's a vegetable that you are trying to fake out as pasta.
But like, why are people wanting to eat squash guts?
Because apparently it tastes good, but no offense. I don't like that kind of vegetable. It grosses me out.
Because it's ugly food.
It reminds me of beets. Oh, beets are ugly food.
No, beets are pretty food.
No, it's not. It's an ugly
Beets
food.
Look pretty. Beets look like radishes. They're pretty. Beets are pretty.
Radishes are actually mean food because they're hot.
They're good. Put a little salt on them. Those are good food. That's good they're food. Hot. I'm just saying, right? I don't love ugly food. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. So sometimes I walk around my home shaking my head and I have a it's a new segment called Dear Mike Gibson. Okay. May I share with you, Samantha?
Please.
Dear Mike Gibson, how do we determine what cleaning supply is our favorite when we have so many in the cupboard? How do we determine? When there's so many. There's some that smell like lemon. There's some that smell like vinegar. It all is based on what I want the smell to be as I do the bathroom. I'm like, maybe vinegar today. Oh, well, maybe lemon. Maybe unscented. Oh, this one is like.
Oh, my God.
Right? Why?
I don't know.
Why can we not just pick one and go with it?
I don't know.
Right? Like, what do you use? What do you use?
I use Fantastic.
Why can't we just... Now, are you scented, unscented?
It might be scented. I use a bleach one as well when I'm really getting hardcore.
I like a bleach one, right? That's always my favorite, right? Because I love the smell of bleach. Because even if you do a half-ass cleaning job, you use bleach, nobody thinks it's half-ass. People no. think, oh, she... Right? She was on her hands and knees scrubbing with the toothbrush. To make sure all the cracks got done.
Oh, my God. I am not getting down on my hands and knees to scrub with a toothbrush ever.
No. But people don't know that, right? Because they walk in, they smell the bleach, and they're like, yeah, this is a clean place. Right? Even if they should put bleach like in a Febreze bottle. Spray that before company comes. Oh, yeah. Hey? That would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
That actually would be a good idea.
Yeah. Right? Because that's what people would be like, oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I'm not afraid to eat your baking. Right? And I think that you're COVID, and I think you're paying attention to the COVID. So yeah, absolutely.
Yes, to the COVID.
So, right, to the COVID.
Okay. Okay, I have some interesting news.
Tell me.
And it has to do with the fact that we just went through a provincial election, right?
Yes.
So we voted back
because
in.
Because of the blizzard, we don't know our mayor yet.
No, we don't. So the Sask Premier, Scott Moe, who got reelected, named the first woman deputy premier in 30 years.
Yeah.
Her name is Donna Harper.
That's cool.
And she has been serving in the Saskatchewan cabinet since 2007.
See, that's cool. And then can I share one other cool thing?
Sure.
Regina, they didn't postpone their election because of the blizzard. Oh. They just elected a female mayor.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, I'm like, atta girl.
Yeah, you go, girl.
You go, girl. So in my heart, she's my mayor too.
Yes. Was there even a female candidate for us? Oh.
No. Just men. 5 or 6 men.
Yeah, and they're all a bunch of doughheads, so that helps.
Well, I know. It's not good. None of it's good.
No, not really.
Right? And now we don't fight until Friday, right? Because we had a snowstorm.
Right?
And then in true Saskatchewan or Saskatoon fashion, they make people trudge through the snow all day. When people can't, the buses aren't going, they make people walk to the polls all day. So your vote counts, only to tell you at 5 o'clock at night, we're going to postpone it and we'll open up the polls again on Friday. You jackasses. You could have done that Sunday night. You could have sent a message saying, hey, all you people coming out to vote on Monday for the election, don't. It's a blizzard. Stay home and be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And those poor 600 people that went to their job that day. That one day job. And I'm like, why are you making these people go out in this weather?
Yeah, right. Just pay them.
Good grief.
Right? Pay them some snow pay and just be nice about it.
Exactly.
Right? Nobody cares who the mayor is.
No. No. Okay. So you know what is nice though?
What?
DQ has brought back frozen hot chocolate.
Why is that nice?
Because it's good. Frozen hot chocolate, that's yummy.
That's a milkshake.
No, it's not.
It's a chocolate milkshake.
I bet you it's different consistency.
I want to know what that consistency is.
Maybe it's like a malted. Maybe it's like a malted.
Hmm.
Maybe it's that consistency.
Do you think so?
Maybe.
Huh.
I think it would be good.
You think it would be good?
I think it'd be good.
You think it'd be worth a try?
It might be worth a trek.
Worth a try? Worth a trek to try out the new DQ frozen hot chocolate?
Why not?
Why not, right? Why can't we have a little joy, little pecan pie and frozen hot chocolate in our life?
It's going to be a very sugar-filled next 2 months.
It really is, hey? That's where we're headed, right? Because last year I was so good, right? Because I was just out of my heart attack. This year I feel well-versed and I'm like, bring it. Bring it. Okay, so you know how there's all talk of there's like all the drug companies and things like that?
Yes.
Okay, right? Pfizer.
Oh, yeah, right? Spelt weird.
Yeah, okay. That prompts my next question. Dear Cameron Parker, this is how my mind works. So I hear something about blah, 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 Pfizer, and I'm like, hey. And then I see it and I'm like, spelt with a P. Sounds like an F. Hey. Dear Samantha, do you ever wonder why letters have to be silent, like knife?
That's a good
Who decided
question.
That rule? Who decided that rule? Right? We're just going to mess you kids up, right? It's bad enough. Dear Lisa, you're going to struggle with reading and with arithmetic, and now we're going to make phonics that much harder for you, right? And we're going to give you two with, that mean that can be three words. It can be the letter. It can be, or it can be a number.
Uh-huh.
It can be also, and it can just be to go somewhere. Like, I don't know, all this bullshit. And like knife. Why do we need the K? Why do we need these things?
I don't know.
I don't get it. That's how I wonder things.
If you were learning our language, it would be knife. And
tonight.
It's not. It's knife.
Right? Yeah. And Pfizer. Right? Oh, I hear that Pfizer's getting a new drug. And then you look ridiculous because you have said it wrong. And they tell you to, what do they say when you're learning a new language? Right? Sound it out.
Sound
you
it
can't
out.
Sound it out. Knife.
Knife.
Right? Right? Like, I don't know. That's just one of the things that I wonder about sometimes.
Exactly.
Weird things like that. Hey, Samantha, do you want to make some peanut brittle with me?
No, because stop it. I'm not making anything with you. I'm not baking with you because all it means is that I have to do it. So really, you should just text my mother and ask her if she's willing to make you some peanut brittle. You already texted her about the white chocolate, whatever.
Well, this is, I'm just keeping in touch.
Yeah, bullshit.
White chocolate bark.
You're asking white chocolate bark.
It's a white chocolate bark.
Okay, you know whatever. Bullshit.
Because I'm just bullshit. Showing your mom that I appreciate her.
Yeah. Hey, Sheila, do you want to make me some stuff? That's basically what you're
That's
saying.
Not how I word it at all. It would just be like, hey, Sheila, I bet you'd make wonderful, awesome peanut brittle. Have you tried it before?
I hate peanut brittle. It's disgusting.
Why do you hate it?
No, I don't. I have no use for it.
Really?
Yeah.
None. Well, maybe it has no use for you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mutual. It's okay.
Well, then why don't let's make the white stuff.
No, I'm not baking with you.
I'm a good baker.
No, you're not. You don't bake. The only thing I've ever seen you make that is remotely connected to a cookie, and it's not even a cookie, is milk chocolate and potato chips stirred together and dropped into a little paper cup. That's all I've seen you make. I don't trust you. I am not doing this because it means I have to do it.
Samantha, I am a cheerleader too.
Oh my God.
Want to mentor.
And then that solidifies my argument. Right? It's more like I'm going to have to make it and you just look at me while I'm making it. Forget it.
Listen.
Forget it.
Listen, there's always teams of two. We're a team of two.
No, you're not. If we were in a competition, you would suck ass. I would be like, Tap, I need to remove her. I need to bring in somebody else because she sucks.
I don't suck at everything. Thank you very much.
You wouldn't even be able to lift a spoon. Like, let's be serious.
I'm a good stirrer. I might lose interest and get bored
exactly.
halfway. But it wouldn't mean that my heart wouldn't be in
it. No, you would suck at this. You would suck.
I wouldn't want
you to compete with me. You would suck. Like, forget it.
Samantha, it wouldn't mean that in my heart I wouldn't want to be the best partner ever.
Your heart can say whatever the hell it wants.
Right? I'm just saying, right? I don't really appreciate that right now. That's not a very nice thing to say to somebody.
Lisa, I appreciate you. What? This is not your strong suit. So stop
it. Don't you remember we used to do the bake exchange? Let's do a bake exchange for two.
You sucked at the bake exchange. You sucked.
I did not.
Yes,
I had
you
a recipe
did.
That was that knocked it out of the park every year. And I just,
oh my God.
People always just came back for more. And I'm like, yep, I'll do it again. Right?
Oh my God. You sucked at it. Drop it. Drop it.
Maybe the HHG will do a bake exchange with us.
I think you should just ask the HHG to give you baking.
She's a good baker too, because she's somebody's mom.
She is somebody's mom.
Right? If you're somebody's mom, that changes all the things, right? Mm-hmm. If you're somebody's mom, nobody has a mom and it's like, oh, my mom's food tastes like ass. Nobody has that mom.
Not that I know of. Right?
No, because that mom doesn't exist. Once you pop out the baby, your baking changes, your cooking changes, everything changes. And that's why
you have just stirred the pot.
Right? That's why you and I, our cooking tastes like necessity.
Yeah, I'm not cooking for anyone but me.
Right? Because we got no babies.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Okay.
That's the reason.
Let's move on, shall we?
All right. Yes, we shall.
Okay, remember Lifesavers? Do you remember when you could get that Christmas pack?
Yeah, you can still get it, I think, but now I think it's all shit flavors.
Well, it's all like weird stuff. Do you remember just all the good original flavors?
Yeah, like remember rum and butter?
Yes. Oh, rum and butter was so good.
It was so good, right?
Oh, and then just wild cherry.
Yeah, and I think there was a pineapple.
Yes, there was a pineapple.
That was a good one too.
Then just peppermint.
Yeah, and then the wintergreen.
Yeah, wintergreen was a good one.
Yeah, that one, remember you could turn out the lights and you could crunch really hard and it would spark.
Spark.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were good days.
Those were good days.
Right? Those were the good days. You know what? Okay. So we're in the middle of the pandemic, which we know, right? We've beaten the pandemic to death. However, It's Christmas orange season.
Yes.
Right? So I'm at the grocery store and I'm loving Christmas oranges, right? So every year I start buying some Christmas oranges. Well, I can't. I mean, I found oranges to buy. Don't get me wrong. But I can't in good conscience buy the typical Christmas oranges that come in the box, you know, with the green wrapper. Do you know why? Because everybody is opening them up and picking through all the oranges to make sure that they're all good.
Oh, gross.
It's a pandemic. I can't squeeze goddamn bread. But you can take out oranges and like paw an orange to death and I can't touch a bread? Samantha, everybody is rummaging through. Like you would have thought that they were never going to see the oranges again.
Yep.
And that's all I said to Mike. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is what we're doing in a pandemic?
Where was I? Was it Sobeys or was it the co-op? They actually put up signs that said, only touch it if you're going to buy it.
Did it say Lisa?
No.
Was it a sign to me?
It might have been. Yeah.
It might have been a sign. Yeah.
And all I thought was, I like to touch a tomato when I buy because I don't like a squishy one. I like a firm one. And if
you're
not
supposed to.
I know. And you like I'm like, well, then I'm just not going to buy a tomato because if you tell me I can't touch it before
so
I buy it.
So you're the reason tomato sales are down.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? You're the reason right there.
I'm the reason.
Right? It's like the bananas, right? You can only look from afar.
Ugh.
Right? You can't touch that. You can't touch things anymore.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It's a touchless society. Unless you want to get some touching in, then you better go to the oranges.
Oh, God.
People don't seem to care.
I don't even like oranges, actually. Ugh.
Not even the Christmas ones?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Ugh. Interesting. Ugh. Interesting. I got the hiccups. Sorry. I'm eating too many oranges again.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
But that has its benefits.
Yes, I'm sure it does. And we don't need to go into that because I think I know where you're going and let's not.
You know where I'm going, right? Exactly. It acts like a magic signal.
Yes. Okay. Stop it.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. I'm saying. Okay.
That's all I got.
So apparently they say that people who decorate for Christmas are happier.
Really?
Are you going to decorate, Lisa?
I think I'm pretty darn happy to start off with. Right? Right? Did we last year? You know what? I could care less if I decorate for. I think that's been my theory for the last couple of years is I don't care. But I think if memory serves, every now and then all of a sudden the big Christmas box will appear. Mm-hmm. And then apparently I will decorate. So I will decorate if that box appears. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what? Even bring out your Christmas tchotchke.
Well, I like a couple things, right?
Right.
Yeah, a couple of things.
I already got I got like three things out already.
And that's crazy for you, right? Because it's not your season.
I had to bring out my elf. He's got to keep me company.
There you go. Are you gonna make Christmas your new season?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I'm just embracing it.
There you go, right? You're just easing it in slowly.
Yes, I'm just easing
little
it in.
Little bit by little bit. Every week a new tchotchke comes out.
A new tchotchke, yeah.
Right? So Sunday I was working, right?
We got the big
blizzard going on.
Yes.
Right? People not coming in, people not going out. Nobody's sure if they, right? And you're not supposed to be out, but I'm at work because it's my shift and I'm that girl, right? I go, right? I'm like the mailman, right? You call me to work. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Okay? So I'm at work. The HHG sends me a picture of chicken and dumplings. She's like, I just made these.
Oh.
The night before, she tells me that her boy, he's got a job. He's doing delivery. He's like a delivery driver for DoorDash.
Oh, cool.
I know, right? So I said, that picture looks delicious. Maybe your boy can bring me over some. I'll meet him on the first avenue side doors, and I'll give a good tip. She never even replied. She just did a LOL. Not like a, fuck you, go to hell. Oh, he would love to. Nothing, just LOL. What is that? All day I was waiting. Maybe they're coming, maybe they're not. She knows I'm at work with no lunch. Yeah. She knows I'm at work with the blizzard. She TFC'd. She didn't care. She didn't care. She didn't fucking care. Hence to say the picture looked good. I couldn't tell you if the dumpling, if it was good, because I didn't get them.
Hey,
isn't that so funny?
How was her staycation?
She stayed home. She stayed at the resort. She hasn't left the review yet.
Okay.
But I think it was always downhill.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, there was a couple trips that couple field trips that she was happy with.
Okay.
Right? That they, you know, she got to go out and they took them to the mall and stuff.
Oh, okay. There
so
you
she
go.
She was kind of happy with that.
All right.
But I think overall, I don't think she's recommending it. Right? I don't think she's recommending where she stayed at all.
Oh, that's funny.
I think which is so funny, right? Because I think if memory serves, the sleepover kids have stayed at the same resort and I've heard it's glowing reviews.
Yes, exactly.
So I don't know. There's a disconnect there, right?
There might be.
I don't know. I guess if you're kids, it's different maybe than if you're adults. maybe it's more of a kid-friendly resort.
Oh, it could be. Yes, it could be.
And not so much of an adult resort, right?
Yes.
Right? Or I don't know, something. But she's good. She's good. Our girl's good. Our girl's got a birthday coming up.
Okay, legitimately?
Legitimately. The Facebook one is a joke,
okay.
Right? Yeah. She legitimately at the end of November.
Oh, okay. So like my mother. My mother is November 21st.
I think the HHG, she's either like, she's like the 23rd, the 24th, or the 25th in there somewhere.
Yeah. Very cool.
So I said to her, I said, well, maybe we can figure something out and we can all park in a driveway and have a burger or something. Right? Because I'm sure by then we'll have COVID so bad we won't be able to do anything.
Yeah, they'll have locked us down. They locked down Manitoba, hey?
Completely, right? Completely. Yeah. And I think Ontario's next.
Yep, I believe so.
Right? They're not happy. Okay. You know how we did our eggs this morning on the Facebook?
Yes. You forgot these ones.
But they weren't a breakfast.
Well, I guess not.
No, they're not. They're a buffet.
They're a buffet.
They're a buffet. But why are they called deviled eggs?
I have no idea. Is it because you add paprika to it?
Is it the paprika or the cayenne? Is it cayenne?
Is it cayenne or paprika? No, I think
I don't
it's
know.
Paprika.
Paprika?
Yeah, it's paprika.
Yeah, nobody's eating spicy deviled eggs.
No.
And what does the paprika do? It just makes it look pretty?
I think so. Gives it a little kick.
Yeah, that's what I think too. That's what I think too.
So is it the devil's in the details?
Oh, Samantha. Isn't that funny? Not really.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I got something for you.
Okay.
If someone can tell us why the deviled eggs are called deviled eggs, please let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm curious.
But I'm moving forward because I heard about this and I'm like, interesting, because Kelly and Ryan were thinking about potentially going on it, but they feel like they would not do well. I feel like they would.
Oh.
New game show, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Why do we need Wheel of Fortune to be in the celebrity version?
Why not? Let's see.
Why
if
do
they
we
can
need
spell.
Wheel? Of, why do we need? Why do we still need Wheel of Fortune?
No, because it's for high. Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about Wheel of Fortune. I have no love.
No, but I think it'd be great to know if celebrities can spell.
Really? Because like the celebrity millionaire.
Yeah.
And now you want Celebrity Wheel of Fortune,
That's
too.
That's right. They're doing Celebrity Millionaire.
Yeah.
Doesn't somebody win $1 million?
If they guess all the questions.
No, but I saw a commercial. Anyways.
Oh, don't give away any spoilers.
I'm not. Okay. But then, just by chance, the other day, I came across Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, this makes me mad with you right now. So careful how you tread.
Hosted by the actress comedian Leslie Jones, who is pretty funny.
Really funny.
I stopped and I'm like, okay, I'm going to check it out. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, okay, I'm mad at you right now. Do you have any reason why I might be mad at you right now?
Because I refuse to watch Guys Grocery Games,
which is what it is.
But Supermarket Sweep is the actual game from 1965.
I understand that.
So Guys Grocery Games is a ripoff of this.
It's not. It's better because
no, it's not.
Yes, it is because
they just cook.
Because they're cooking.
Who cares?
That makes everything better.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
And yes, Leslie Jones is super funny.
Super, super funny.
Right? Super, super funny.
Oh, my God. It was pretty good. It was like pretty, it was entertaining.
Don't you start it all was going all cooking show on me now. All
it's not a cooking show. It has nothing to do with that.
That makes me a little bit angry.
I don't care. Okay.
Nice.
I don't know if anybody out there who ever listens to this podcast has ever watched the Netflix series Umbrella Academy.
I've never even heard of it.
It's based off a graphic novel series, and I had never heard of it until I watched the first season on Netflix and got totally sucked in. Totally
Should
sucked
I be
in.
Be worried about how much binging you do?
I binge a lot.
I know. I feel that you do.
But I love this so much. Watched the second season, loved it even more. I'm just happy to say they have renewed it for the third season. Thank you, Netflix. You've made me very happy. Yes.
Interesting.
It is such a good show. It's such a good show.
If it makes you happy, that's all that matters.
Oh my God. It has people who are like mutants. They have special powers and they do weird things. It's awesome.
Wow. That's like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes, but better.
But better. Cool.
But better. Okay.
Interesting.
Even better, though. Even better. And this really suits you, Lisa.
I know.
The Crown, season 4.
The Crown.
Starts on Sunday.
Sunday. So now here's my question, because I don't normally binge shows as they just start. Will it have the whole season?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh. I'm not binging it like you. I like to make it last.
I know.
I like to make it last a little bit longer than one day.
Sometimes I just like to know what the ending is.
Really? I, you know what? If you need to know what the ending is, it hasn't ended yet, right? Because she ain't dead. She's still alive.
I know.
Right? So there's no ending. And they have renewed it for one more year because of Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to know how season 4 ends, she does die in the car accident. All right? Spoiler alert. And he does get remarried.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to just recommend something to you folks, because apparently I'm very attached to my Netflix, as Lisa said. I wasn't going to watch it. And then I heard via the rumor mill that this was a really good show. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. It's called The Queen's Gambit. And it's about chess. It's about this girl who is like a genius at chess. She starts playing chess at like the age of 9 and kicks people's butts. She's really smart at it. And it is messy. It's weird. It's funny. It's bizarre. It's awesome. And it's about chess. And who knew that I would enjoy something that has something to do with chess? But you're like sitting at the edge of your seat going, is she going to win? Is she going to do it? Is what going to happen? Oh my God. Yeah. It's like so good. So that's my recommendation. If you need to binge watch something, guys.
I think I'm going to stick to the HHG selection on Netflix
as opposed to
yours.
Stop it. You watch The Masked Singer. Nobody can trust you. You watch The Masked Singer.
Just saying.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm just saying.
You have bad taste.
I'm just saying.
Throwing it out there.
I am just saying. I'm just saying.
Go watch My Teacher, The Octopus.
I don't want to watch a show about
an
octopus.
It's a documentary about an octopus who makes friends with this guy who dies. It's really cool.
Seems very make-believe and awkward.
It's not!
I'm good. But thank you for the recommendation.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
Okay. Lisa, let's play a game. Let's play.
We better play a quick game, because who knows? I don't even know how long we've been chatting for.
No, I don't know.
I'm going to do a 4-hour podcast one day.
Oh, shush. Okay. The game is. This or that.
This or that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Lisa?
Are you asking me all your questions?
Nope. One at a time. You do
We're
one,
alternating?
I do one.
Alternating? Okay.
Yes. That's what it's called. Alternating.
Okay. Well, you never said that. You just, you know, you never explained the rules. It's just a new game.
The rules is just listen. Hi. Just listen.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Just listen. Okay. Lisa.
Samantha.
Love or money?
Money.
I knew it.
Because money buys me love.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Right?
Cabana boys abounding. All right.
All right. Boy, I think we're, this is you and I, this game, I think, is going to just show how different you and I really are. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yogurt or cottage cheese?
Yogurt. Oh my God. Okay. A t-shirt or sweater?
T-shirt.
Oh, okay. All right.
T-shirt. Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. Sweatpants or pajama bottoms?
Oh. Pajama bottoms.
Okay. Okay. All right. I gotcha.
Phone or computer?
Phone. Phone. Right? Phone, wallet, keys. Phone for
phone,
sure.
Phone, wallet, keys. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Roast beef or turkey? Uh-huh. I knew it. I knew it'd be a tough one.
I'm going to say turkey.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to say turkey.
Huh.
Because it comes with usually cranberry sauce, stuffing, mashed potatoes.
As opposed to the roast beef that comes with, like, the Yorkshire.
That Yorkshire's not my thing.
That's not your thing?
No, it's not my thing.
I love a good Yorkshire.
I know. See, that's your thing. Hey.
That's my thing. All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Fine. It's not always about me.
No, apparently. Okay. Saskatchewan Rough Riders or the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays.
Oh, your husband's going to hate you, hey?
Blue Jays, Riders by marriage. Blue Jays by birth and by love, right? Riders by marriage, though. Riders by marriage. Okay. Here's one that you should have probably just encountered. Shoveling or scraping ice?
Oh, good God. I hate both equally.
You got to pick one.
Scraping ice.
Yeah, you hate scraping ice more than shoveling?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, yours? 80s music or 90s music?
Oh, 80s.
80s.
80s for sure.
With the big hair.
Yeah, I didn't have the big hair. Well, I guess I probably had my own version of the big hair.
Yes, you did.
It would have been a different version than yours because yours would have been longer. Mine would have been a little more like Flock of Seagull-ish. Probably. Yours would have been a little more like tall.
Cyndi Lauper.
And I'm meeting the Lord. Take there's follow my hair to heaven.
Probably pretty much
something similar to that. All right. And my last one for you, Samantha, is hamburger or hot dog?
I probably would choose hot dog, actually.
I thought you would too.
Yeah.
Because not very often do you eat a hamburger.
No.
Right.
I mean, I like hamburgers, but if I'm going to need to eat it all the time, I can deal with a hot dog.
Friends of the podcast, here's a funny conversation that happens in the restaurants. And I don't know if you remember restaurants from way, way back, but many, many, many years ago, friends used to go out and they would dine. And sometimes Samantha and I would do that too. We were no different, right? Friends who dined.
Friends who dined, yes.
Right? Just like mothers who lunched, right? We were friends who dined. And every single time we would go for lunch, I'm going to say it as a lunch, not a supper. Mm-hmm. Sam looks at the menu and Sam always says the same thing. Oh, I could go for a good hamburger. Never will order it.
No.
But you always contemplate it.
I do.
But you never, I bet you I could count on my hand. Maybe I could count on my hand one time, maybe two times that you've actually ordered a burger at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Very rarely. But it always makes the cut. And I'm it's so funny that you're always contemplating it because you're never going to order it.
You know what I have missed, though, is the turkey burger from Fat Burger.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's got good sauce.
And I like the Burger Burger.
Yeah, I have a bonus question for you.
Okay.
Hot dogs or KD mac and cheese?
Oh, that's hard, hey?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm going to go KD.
Oh!
I'm going to go KD.
The hot dog is crushed.
I know, right? Oh, but that's tough, though. But you'd have to put a gun to my head, though, to really make that choice.
That's right? Funny.
Because I love hot dogs with all my heart.
Yes, I know you do.
With all my broken heart. And then I love Kraft dinner with all of my broken heart, too. They're like my two favorite broken-hearted foods.
Yes, right? I know.
That was fun.
Okay, let's move on to our shake my heads.
Lisa. All right. Okay. This is my I shake my head this week, Samantha. It's about change, right? Like change, loose change. Why don't people spend it and why don't people have it?
Uh-huh. Well, because now we're told to not pay with cash.
No. You know what? Here's the thing, right? Makes taking money from my husband's wallet a real challenge.
It does, doesn't it?
When everything's debit and can be and is traceable. Right? Oh, you went to Shoppers? Oh, you went to New York Fries? Oh, right? Like, oh my God. All those things that my husband never, ever, ever had asked because we were a money society.
Yes, you were.
Prior to the pandemic, right? Right? And now everything is like, I feel everything now I have to be accountable for. I feel there's no secrets.
No.
Right? I feel there's no secrets, Samantha.
There are no secrets.
There are no. So that's my, I shake my head. Why don't we have it and why don't we spend it?
Okay.
Right? What about you?
Well, mine has to do with shoveling snow.
Okay.
Where were the teenagers when I needed them, looking to make a buck by shoveling some snow?
You know where they were? They were at my friend Louise, who I work with at the Bay. They were at her apartment complex because she snapped a picture. And there was these two kids, she said, that were like, they were like going to, they were like shoveling for like 2 days in a row, making probably more money than what we did. Yeah. Like, why don't people do that? I would have been like knocking on every apartment. Do you want your driveway? Yep, I do.
Okay. Pay me $40.
Yeah. Pay me. Name the price.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. 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 Huh. Wouldn't even matter.
They weren't around here. They were not around here.
Wow. Hey. Yeah. Because what would you have paid? What would the most you would have paid?
Well, to probably even just to get Betty unearthed or even to help me, I would have paid him $20 just to help me.
Yeah. Would you have gone up to 40 if they did like an amazing
job? For
sure,
I would have gone up to 40. Right?
I would have been like, you name the price. You tell me what you want. Yeah. Yeah. It would have been well worth it. I agree 100% with that.
All right. So the topic for next week, what generation would you like to revert back to? And would it have improvements based on what you know?
I feel like that was a TV show I watched last year on CBC. Right? About the generations and they had a family had to go and live it.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. That's next week's topic, Lisa.
All right. Pencil me in, Samantha.
All right. We'd just like to thank John again for helping us record our lovely podcast this week because we are far apart from each other. The snow has kept us apart.
It has.
And the pandemic.
And the pandemic.
Don't forget to check out our social media, guys. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are everywhere. Please join in the fun.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! So much fun, Samantha. All right. You know what, Samantha? You got anything else to add this week?
No, I'm good.
Well, you missed. There's one thing you didn't touch. So I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh.
All of the Chicago's are on tomorrow.
Oh, dear God.
And it's and they've entered. I know, right? It's like you were hoping. I'm like, she hasn't said anything about these all week, right? She's hoping. I don't know. I know. And they all intertwine. So you got to watch all three.
Oh, I'm PVRing.
No, it means you got to watch the fire too, though.
I'm PVRing it.
You can PVR it, but you got to watch it. I'm going to quiz you.
Don't quiz me.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, are you watching? Are you watching Whitney Thor? Because she was on tonight too.
No.
No,
I'm not.
You're not watching how that I am. I'm going to watch the.
Are you going to watch the hot mess that she is?
Yeah. Right. I want to see how she digs herself out.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll keep you posted.
I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot, Samantha. Give it a shot. All right, Samantha. I got nothing else to add. So guess what? Always a pleasure.
It should be.
The podcast that you just enjoyed is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts, visit lowtreestudios.com.